Chapter 11. One mystery leads to another. Alison was scared of witches. She said that there weren't any witches in Australia, but in Europe and in the United States, there were still some around. Maybe they couldn't turn you into a frog, but they weren't very nice.
But she's not a witch,
said Peter.
Witches don't exist. They are only in stories, in books.
Alison wasn't sure, but she agreed to accompany Peter to the witch's house to try and get their stuff back. She thought it was fun being detectives.
You can be Hercule Poirot, because you're French, and I'll be Miss Marple,
she laughed. Alison borrowed Janice's bike, and they rode down the roads to the shabby house. Alison stopped before they got to the house and got off her bike. Peter did the same.
Listen, I think the best plan is to try and get close to the house without being noticed, she said.
Yes, that's a good plan,
said Peter, qui pensait lui aussi qu'il fallait s'approcher de la maison le plus discrètement possible.
Then we can snoop around and see if our things are there,
Alison went on.
And if they are, we can go back to the police. We'd better hide our bikes, though, in case the hunchback comes back.
Ils cachèrent leur vélo dans le bois. Then they walked down the lane towards the old house. When they saw the house, they hid behind a stone wall.
We'll climb over the wall and creep round the back of the house to begin with,
said Alison.
Follow me and stay close.
She climbed over the low wall and Peter followed close behind. They went crouched down to remain invisible from the house. They moved along the side of the house and then they moved discreetly round to the back. The back garden was even more of a mess than in the front. It was full of stinging nettles and brambles. Only a small area was free of wild vegetation. And there, standing against the back wall of the house, was Alison's bike.
Well done,
she whispered to Peter.
You were right. You really are a detective.
Suddenly, the back door of the house began to open. Alison was really scared, but they didn't see the witch. Instead, a small, thin boy with white skin and dirty hair walked towards the bike. He stroked it as if it were an animal. He didn't see Alison and Peter.
Nice bike,
he said to himself.
Of course it's a nice bike. It's mine,
said Alison, standing up. The little boy jumped with fright. He was scared, and his eyes grew wide with fear.
Who are you?
He asked.
My name's Alison, and I live up on the hill,
said Alison.
And he's my cousin, Peter. He's French. Now who are you, and why did you steal all our belongings?
I didn't steal them,
said the boy.
Nan didn't steal them either. It was Riley.
Ah, so it was Riley,
said Alison, looking at Peter.
But why did he steal them?
I'm lonely, so he gives me presents,
said the boy.
Riley's lonely too.
Pierre hocha la tête, fier d'avoir compris que le jeune garçon se sentait seul et que c'était pour cela que le bossu, qui n'avait pas non plus beaucoup d'amis, lui offrait des cadeaux.
We can be your friends,
said Peter.
But when I came by, the old woman wouldn't let me in. She waved her stick at me. Nan doesn't like people, but she likes Riley,
said the boy.
He's the only one she talks to. He gives her vegetables, too.
Our vegetables,
said Alison.
What's your name?
Asked Peter softly.
Richie,
the boy replied.
The old woman must be his grandmother,
said Alison to Peter.
Nan is another word for grandmother.
Where are your mum and dad?
Peter asked the little boy. Richie shrugged his shoulders and his eyes began to fill with tears. Pierre felt really sorry for him. He knew what it was like to miss your parents. He went up to Richie and gave him a big hug.
Don't be sad. Just tell us where they are.
I don't know,
Richie mumbled, and tears began to roll down his cheeks.
Dad went away, and Mum brought me to Nan's, and then she went away, and Nan doesn't like me. She keeps telling me so, and I've no one to play with because she won't let me go out of the house.
Il ne savait pas où étaient partis ses parents, et sa grand-mère ne le laissait pas sortir de la maison.
Where is she now?
Alison asked.
She's asleep.
Well, come with us,
said Alison.
We'll take you up to my house, and my parents will talk to your nan.
Richie looked scared, but at the same time, they saw that he really wanted to come with them. Peter felt so sorry for the little boy.
We'll push the bike to the front wall and then lift it over. Your nan won't hear you go,
said Alison.
Come on.
And without waiting for an answer, she began to push the bike towards the front wall. Pierre took Richie's hand and the little boy went with him. They lifted the bike over the wall, then they lifted Richie over the wall. Then they went to get their own bikes in the woods. They were ready to go back home, but Richie had not got onto the bike.
Come on,
said Alison.
Let's go. What are you waiting for?
He can't ride a bike,
said Peter, guessing what the problem was. Richie ne savait pas faire du vélo.
Of course he can't ride a bike. How stupid of me,
said Alison.
He's never learnt because there was nobody to teach him. We'll teach you, Richie. Look, it's easy. You sit on the saddle.
But the saddle was too high for Richie, so Peter lowered it.
Okay, now it's the right height for you,
she said.
So, you sit on the saddle, you bring up the right pedal, then you push on it, and you're away.
She demonstrated, but Richie looked scared.
I'll hold the bike while you learn,
said Peter.
Then I'll come back for mine.
He held the saddle behind Richie, and the little boy pushed on the right pedal, but didn't put his left foot on the other pedal.
That's right,
said Alison.
You'll soon get the hang of it. You just have to put your other foot on the other pedal.
Richie tried again, with Peter holding the saddle. He pedalled for a few yards.
Brilliant,
said Alison.
Now try without Peter. Let go of the saddle once he's off,
she said to Peter. Peter didn't hold the saddle at all, and Richie pedalled down the lane behind Alison.
If you want to stop, you just squeeze the brakes,
she said. Richie tried, and the bike stopped. Now Richie was ready to ride the bike up to Alison's house. Peter went back, got his own bike from the woods, and caught up with the two others. He was happy his father had taught him how to ride a bike rather than how to fish with maggots.